On the Monday edition of the Zone Daily Podcast, real football is almost here. That's right, training camp week in Nashville. The Tennessee Titans get things started on Wednesday. We'll get a Mike Vrabel press conference tomorrow. And today, we're going to run it back to Friday, when me, Mickey Ryan, and Buck Rising got the chance to talk about some of the biggest topics of Titans training camp, starting with what I think is clearly the most intriguing position group going into this 2021 training camp. I'm going to tell you which position that is, run through some of the headlines going into the week, get your week started on the Zone Daily Podcast.
Yesterday's headlines, tonight's topics, and one big story you need to know. This is the Zone Daily Podcast with Will Bowling.
Olympics are underway, Major League Baseball continuing to get closer to the trade deadline this week. But today and most of this week, we're going to spend pretty much all of our time talking Tennessee Titans and getting you ready for Titans training camp in the first preseason game 2 weeks from Friday between the Atlanta Falcons and the Tennessee Titans. A couple of moves made by the Titans on Saturday, getting ready for the first practice of training camp on Wednesday. Defensive back Caleb Farley, center Aaron Brewer, both placed on the team's non-football injury list. So despite Caleb Farley rebuking in the name of Jesus that he would be ready in time for training camp, he's not quite there yet. Edge rusher Bud Dupree placed on the team's physically unable to perform list alongside tackle Ty Sambrello, running back Jeremy McNichols. So Dupree, the other one, big name that's not quite ready yet for training camp on Wednesday. The good news, Taylor Lewan, A.J. Brown, back in the fold. Nick Westbrook-Ikhina will also be available for day one of training camp on Wednesday. That's the good news. So you go 2-for-4 with your four stars that were questionable for the start of camp. It's not bad, but it is certainly not ideal to have a big money player in Bud Dupree not available day one. That is not as big of a blow as the biggest move. Caleb Farley, not quite ready yet. That is one that the Titans need to get up and running very quickly, and I know that Mike Vrabel will likely have some comments about that coming up tomorrow as he meets with the media ahead of training camp practice number one. So on Friday, I got to sit in for Blaine Bishop, hosting with Mickey Ryan on Blaine and Mickey, and we got some time to catch up with Buck Rising of the Buck Rising Show in A to Z Sports, talking about some of the biggest battles and some of the more intriguing headlines going into this training camp. I think there's one clear runaway answer for the most intriguing storyline and the most intriguing position group to watch, and it's the 2021 Titans defensive backs.
We've been thankful for all of the topics we've been blessed with by the Sports Talk Radio gods here in Nashville over the offseason that Mickey and I were talking about on the show. Thank you. Zone TV can see you. Just thank the heavens.
With my left hand, I think that's sacrilegious. Maybe that guy is going to call back and tell him,
repent!
I need to go meet my Savior.
Repent! I was reading this on A to Z Sports, Nashville.com, earlier today about specifically the position battle at cornerback. Of all the things, of all the positions moving forward to Titans training camp, this has got to far and away be the most interesting battle when you look at one position. Would you agree going into this point of what we know about this Titans roster?
So, yes, because we don't know who will be battling for said positions, right? You have Caleb Farley, who has, you know, said he rebukes in the name of Jesus the idea that he would not be ready to go for training camp. So we'll see if the good Lord has indeed blessed Caleb Farley with the ability to be able to participate at training camp or not. Science or whatever the case may be, whatever gets him on the field, we'll see what is the root cause here in a couple of days. But you have Caleb Farley, you have Elijah Molden, you have Janoris Jenkins, Jack Rabbit, and then there's Christian Fulton. Now, you're not going to run a bunch of four defensive back or six defensive back defense. You're not going to play a bunch of dimes just because you have a bunch of dudes that can play. It becomes a conversation as to what they do with Christian Fulton, whether they, at the start of the season last year, whether they choose to put him in the slot again, even though he seemed, after he returned from injury, to be a hell of a lot more comfortable on the outside. We know what Janoris Jenkins is and what Janoris Jenkins does. He will be an outside corner. And whether Elijah Molden, who was described by Lewis Riddick during the draft process as a Jedi in the slot, what role he has to play, if that bumps Fulton outside while they try and figure out what the Farley situation is, or who gets left out. If Molden is who has the ability to play a little bit of safety, if he gets moved around in that three safety look that they had with Byard, Vaccaro, and Amani Hooker last year. There are a lot of different possibilities, and they have a lot of different pieces to play with at this point. Farley's status, and I've heard Teron Davenport talk about this. He hasn't put it out on Twitter, though, so I don't know. I need to text TD to see if he's actually reporting that Caleb Farley's ready to go for training camp, or if that's just somebody that's people are tweeting at me saying that Teron said this,
right.
that he hasn't actually said. So I'll follow up with TD after this. But what the learning curve is for him coming in, Farley, given that Molden has a little bit of a leg up on him at this point, just because he's been able to physically do more. We'll see how that affects the rotation that they have, and really how Shane Bowen and Mike Vrabel decide, and Jim Schwartz, because we've got to say all three of their names apparently.
Yeah.
When talking about Titans defense, we'll see how they determine and what they determine is the best utilization of the parts that they have. Because I think they can do a lot of stuff. But the problem last year that they run the risk of is do not overcomplicate things for the players in a way that bogs the players down.
Buck Rising with us here on 104.5 The Zone.
I need to correct my own math, as I do anytime I use math. John said, hey, Mickey, that's two teams per game. That's not 544. It's 272 TV show. So yeah. Thank you, John, for cutting that number in half.
Well, hey, listen, we're the idiots who just nodded and smiled because we don't want to do math either.
It's like, oh, wow, cool.
Yeah, we know.
Yeah, that's a lot. And it even seemed like a lot to me. That's
I was like, how'd they go from 256 to 500? But I was just like, yeah, Mickey knows what he's talking about. What do I know?
Thank you, John. Well, that's team games, John. That's the way I was saying it.
Yeah.
Yes, that's why I did it that way. Bud Dupree sent a strong message on Instagram. Then he pulled his shirt up and showed his abs, Buck. Do you just feel strongly that message that he sent on Instagram says full go the start of training camp?
What message other than to fat shame the rest of us on the internet? Like, it just hurts me to look at how shredded Bud Dupree is after, you know, this is the process. This is probably the least physical activity that Bud Dupree's done in his life as he works his way back from rehab, and he still looks the way that he does as opposed to, you know, me. But I don't know. I think it's more for people who are doubting the abilities of Bud Dupree. Like, I read an article on the 33rd team this morning, Mickey, that rated the Titans as one of two most overrated teams in the NFL this year coming into training camp. And Bud Dupree was a big reason. They paid Bud Dupree. I'm reading directly from the article. They paid Bud Dupree handsomely. Dupree is coming off one of his best seasons in Pittsburgh, even though it was cut short by a late season torn ACL. There is no guarantee he will be ready by week one. And he is certainly not going to be 100% when he first takes the field. So it's just generalizations about Bud Dupree and whether his success is as a product of working with TJ Watt and that great defense in Pittsburgh, or whether he is just unto himself a great player based on the fact that he's getting paid $16.5 million a year. I think it's more a message to people who would doubt Bud Dupree throughout the course of his career as opposed to a sign that he is ready to go. But we do know that according to his own words, his rehabilitation has been on track. How soon he's able to come back from a torn ACL after tearing it in the first week of December, you know, is really up to him physically, because we've seen Jeffrey Simmons doing it a hell of a lot shorter time than people normally do. And we've seen sometimes that process be a bit of a labor for, you know, the average human being that aren't built like super freaks.
So there's Buck Rising. There is another great podcast you can find on the 104.5 The Zone feed. That's one under Blaine and Mickey, wherever you listen to podcasts. I think there's interesting conversations to be had there that we're going to continue on this week. But the question marks of Caleb Farley and Bud Dupree, now that we officially know their status heading into practice one of training camp, is going to be the week-to-week and day-to-day talking point as this training camp goes on. How Julio Jones looks, how A.J. Brown looks, the way Todd Downing, Shane Bowen function and their new roles within the structure of the Titans coaching staff. That's probably storyline number two, all of those things in one. But the way these Titans defensive backs work and the way Bud Dupree gets up and running in year one under a new defense is going to be really interesting to watch. We're going to have full coverage for you this week. We'll talk with Rhett Bryan. We'll talk with other members of the 104.5 The Zone umbrella. Hopefully we'll talk to some players as well from training camp. That's where we'll be this week. Keep it locked into lots that we've got in store for you over the coming days. And we'll talk to you tomorrow morning on the Zone Daily Podcast.